Hello, it's Gabriel McBird here, and for a change, I'm on a East Coast Line train, which doesn't happen very often. I'm going up to York. So, of course, it would be positively remiss of me, I'd say, not to try the buffet car. So I'm on the way up there now. All right, my first thoughts about the East Coast Line are bloody expensive. A bacon roll, a coffee, and an Oasis were £8.30, which I have to say is full on. The bacon roll's over £3, and the rest of the things are £2 each. That's just daylight robbery. If this were ever to become a permanently government-run thing, they ought to be lowering the prices. I doubt they will. Okay, so I'm on the train. I haven't drunk my coffee yet. It's still boiling hot. I have, however, had my bacon sandwich, and the mark I would give it is about average. There was plenty of bacon in it, and the main thing in its favour was that it wasn't all soggy. Often when you get bacon rolls on the train, they are, obviously you do them in the microwave, but the packaging is such that all the condensation gets onto the bread and it's all soft, horrible. However, I'm pleased to report that on this occasion, as I say, dry and as good as you're probably going to get from the microwave, really. I'll let you know I've tried the coffee, and obviously Oasis is just Oasis. It's in a bottle, nice and cold, no need to have ice with it, which is great. Say that the coffee was grim. It just tasted as though it was, best way I can describe it, that it was cut with other things. It sort of tasted a little bit bitter, smelt vaguely coffee-ish, but just didn't taste of any coffee I've ever had. Just bitter and horrible, very poor mark. And yeah, I have to say I'm disappointed about the quality of the food on the East Coast. It's just, so expensive that I don't think I can honestly give it more than a 3 out of 10.